Like this morning to turn to the 115th Psalm, Psalm 115. There is no evidence within this psalm as to the author, the place, or the time of its writing. However, we do have some idea of the circumstances under which the psalm was written, based upon the question that was asked of the heathen. In verse 2, the heathen asked, "Where is now their God?" We find this question also in Psalm 42, verse 10, Psalm 79, verse 10, Joel chapter 2, verse 17, and Micah chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Each time, the question is asked by the enemies of God. During a time when God's people were experiencing troubles and sufferings, persecutions, and unrest. Whenever the question was asked, it appears to be in the tone of ridicule. Where's your God now? The tone of mockery and sarcasm. All indicative, of course, of opposition from the wicked. So I believe from that question we can see what the circumstances of the psalm were. It was a time of disruption and opposition. The psalm, the theme of the psalm is the greatness, the supremacy, the majesty, the awesomeness, and the goodness of God. Seems like the design of the psalm is to expose the vanity of idols and to encourage trust and confidence in the Lord. And the tone, of course, is one of praise. We'd like to read verse 15, very simple statement. "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." It is upon this statement that we want to center the thought of the message. Again, we do not know the place of this psalm. It does not matter. "Ye are blessed of the Lord." We do not know the time of the psalm, nor does it matter. You're blessed of the Lord. What is stated in this 15th verse is true of every single one of us at this very moment. Whatever else is going on in your life does not change this fact. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I have been blessed. You have been blessed. I am blessed. You are blessed. And I will continue, and you will, to be blessed. Every one of us can say, "I am blessed of the Lord." You say, "Well, what about the unsaved? Anything this side of hell, you are blessed of the Lord." Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That is a statement of fact. The depth of that statement, the degree of that statement, we only know a very, very small portion. It is something so wonderful, so amazing, so marvelous, that you and I cannot fully grasp it. We want to speak today on that subject, blessed. Blessed. Or perhaps we should say, blessed of the Lord. We're going to spend most of our time just considering that fact. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Look at that statement carefully. Ye, insert your name right there. Everyone here can put their name right there. Ye. The ye here is the subject or the recipient of the act of blessing. Ye. Again, put your name there. Ye are. That is present tense. Ongoing, repeatedly, right now. Ye are. It's also passive voice, meaning that you are being acted upon by an outside power. Ye are. It's not something we are doing. It is something that we are the recipient of. Ye are, right now, at this very moment. Oh, but Brother Dan, you don't understand what's going on in my life. Ye are, right now, at this very moment, blessed. That is, endowed or benefited with favor or a gift. Ye, again insert your name, are right now blessed, endowed or benefited. The next word is of, designating the method or the way of the blessing. Ye are blessed of the Lord. He is the bestower of the blessing. And He bestows the blessing upon you and I. And that is so right at this very moment. Ye are blessed of the Lord. And then the next word is which refers back to the Lord. And tells us something of the greatness of the blessing or the blesser, which made heaven and earth. That phrase is used to emphasize the greatness and the excellence, the bountifulness of the blessing bestowed upon us. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. That is, you are blessed by Creator God. You are blessed by the One who created everything. By simply speaking. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The blessings are in the context of the Creator. You think of the wonders of creation. They are abundant. They are immeasurable. They are so spectacular that they are inconceivable. And the Creator of the mind-boggling creation has blessed us. Creator God. Creator God is sovereign. Why doesn't the dandelion look like the rose? That's God's business. He's sovereign. He can do as He pleases. And He's been pleased to bless us. Creator God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's mindful and interested in His creation. He's mindful of me. He's mindful of you. I'm upon His mind. I was upon His mind before I was created. He had an interest even before I was created. He has blessed me. He is blessing me. And He will bless me. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He can do as He pleases. And it's pleased Him to bless you and I. That's amazing. Ye. That's not a general or an ambiguous ye, but it is a particular and distinct ye. Again, we can each insert our name. We are personally blessed of the Lord. Now notice in this statement, there are two entities. Ye, again, insert your name, and the Lord. Those are the two entities. Me and God. You and God. Two entities. Man and the Lord. Us and the Lord. Me and the Lord. You and the Lord. What a disparity between the two. Ye and the Lord. Ye, man, is the corrupt and vile sinner. The Lord is holy. He's righteous. He's pure. He's without fault. He's perfectly good. Quite a disparity between ye and the Lord. Man is the one who has violated the law of God. Man is the one who has rebelled against God. Man is the one who deserves the condemnation of God. And the Lord, He hates everything contrary to His holiness. He's a God of wrath. He's a God of justice. Quite a disparity between the two. Man is the offender. The Lord is the offended one. Well, I'll never speak to so-and-so again. They offended me. Get over yourself. You have offended God. He's the offended party. There's probably not a day that goes by that we don't offend the Lord. In the context of ye and the Lord, we find that statement are blessed. Ye are blessed of the Lord. And when you consider the disparity between ye and the Lord, it's absolutely mind-boggling that we are blessed of the Lord. It tells us that God is loving. It tells us that God is gracious. It tells us that God is merciful. It tells us that God is long-suffering. That God is kind. You say, even the unsaved? Yes. Man curses God and God allows him to live. You're blessed of the Lord. Man doesn't even think about looking up and thanking God for his food, and yet God continues to allow that man to eat. You're blessed of the Lord. Oh, what love. Oh, what grace. Oh, what mercy. Oh, the long-suffering and the kindness of God. You are blessed of the Lord. But consider that statement again. You are blessed. You are blessed of the Lord. And you are blessed generously. Not all of us are blessed in the same way. Not all of us are blessed equally. But every single one sitting here today is blessed generously of the Lord. The Lord has blessed us. He's blessed us plentifully and bountifully. We read in Psalm 68 in verse 19, the Lord who daily, that means every day. And notice there's no stipulation. The Lord who daily, every single day, loadeth us, equips with abundance and fills us. And again, you can insert your name in the place of us. He loadeth us with benefits. We read in Psalm 116 and verse 7, the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Again, insert your name in the place of thee. What these two verses say, Psalm 68:19, Psalm 116 verse 7, is every single day, the Lord concerns Himself with me. And every single day, the Lord regards me. And every single day, the Lord acts toward me. And every single day, the Lord distributes to me. And He does so abundantly, liberally, generously, and plenteously. Then the psalmist asked the question in Psalm 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits which were loaded with every day? For all His benefits toward in the direction of me. Insert your name. It's the benefits of the Lord toward me. The very fact that it is the Lord toward me in a constructive way rather than a destructive way reveals that He's loving, that He's gracious, that He's merciful. that he's patient, and that it is in spite of ourselves. His benefits toward me. Therefore, it is a great and marvelous wonder. Every day, because God chooses to do so, out of love, grace, and mercy, he fills me, he gives me, and pours down upon us his benefits. The word benefit speaks of that which is good for us, even our trials can be benefits. Even our troubles and our sorrows can be benefits. We sing the song, Count Your Every Blessing. It's a good song, but let me tell you, we're not capable of counting for a couple of reasons. Number one, there are too many to count. Number two, we improperly identify blessings. We don't even know what constitutes blessings many times. Benefits is for our sake and for our welfare. It's that which is advantageous to us, that which is of some service to us, that which helps us, that which is profitable to us. Again, it can include trials, afflictions, chastisements, disease. All of these things can fall under the heading of blessings. We read in Hebrews 12, verse 10, it's in the context of chastisement, but the phrase that we're interested in is, but he for our profit. Every day. He for my profit. You're blessed of the Lord. His benefits, they flow from him as he determines. It is an act or prerogative of him. And he acts freely of his own good pleasure. Every single day. Because God bestows upon me abundantly his blessings. He does so because he desires to do so. God doesn't owe me anything, and God doesn't owe you anything. Every single day, the Lord, out of love and grace and mercy and goodness to us, the unworthy, abundantly and generously bestows upon us that which is for our good, that which is advantageous to us. He daily loadeth us with benefits. Most of us have been around a while. Multiply that statement, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Multiply out the number of your days, and every single one of them, God has blessed you. You say, well, I don't know. I've had some pretty bad days. Every single day, God has loaded you with his blessings. Every single day. I have been and am blessed of the Lord abundantly and beyond measure. And every one of those blessings that are bestowed upon us every single day are done so without charge. Without charge. No charge. No charge. Think of his blessings regarding temporal mercies. Acts 17, verse 25. He giveth all life and breath and all things. Who can define all things? Only God. He giveth all things. Now that verse speaks of our creation, our sustenance, and the provisions of life in general. But we cannot comprehend the all things that they are part of. His benefits. We are created marvels, every single one of us, the blessed recipients of His grace and His mercy, every single moment of every single day, without charge. No charge. God says, I'm going to cause your heart to beat today. No charge. No charge. More often than not, we take these for granted. The all things. We give very little thought. Some give no thought. God has given us these bodies and their miracles. He causes them to work day after day. No charge. No charge. I mean, if God were to charge you to keep your heart running, how much are you going to pay Him? What would the charge be? No charge. God gives us the benefit of movement. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. God gives us the ability to walk over here and to sit down. That's a blessing. And then gives us the ability to get up. That's a blessing. You say, well, I'm not able to sit down or get up. There's other blessings. And God in the past gave you that ability. We're blessed of the Lord. We're able to move our limbs. It's a blessing to just be able to move our leg, our arm. That's a blessing of God. How many times do we walk and stop and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to walk? We reach forth and we take hold of something. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to do that. We give little thought to it. Very little. I'm not trying to make us feel guilty. I'm trying to emphasize that we're blessed. He's given us sight. I realize that some don't have sight, but God's blessed them in other ways as well. But everyone here has the blessing of sight. I've had it all my life. Think upon the blessing of sight. The blessing to be able to see color. That everything just isn't black or white. But there's color. And we've enjoyed that our entire life. The blessing of color. the blessing of the things that we've seen with our eyes. God's creation. We could go on and on. How much would you pay for sight? Every day of your life. God says, no charge. I give you sight. Enjoy it. No charge. He's given us hearing. Oh, there's times that I wish I were deaf, but not really. All the things we've heard. The birds. The wind. Singing. Preaching. No charge. It's given us the sense of smell. Smell coffee, the smell bacon, on and on we could go. Those are blessings. God says no charge. The sense of touch. What would life be like if we did not have the sense of touch? And God blesses us with it. No charge. He gives us physical abilities. As you get older, those physical abilities many times become less and less. But that doesn't change the fact God has blessed me every day with those abilities. He gives us mental abilities, and again, as time goes on, those mental abilities may fade to some degree or to some great degree. But we're still blessed. Still blessed of God. He has given us the privilege, the blessing of being loved. Everybody sitting here, you may get in your own pity party, but everybody sitting here has someone who loves them. Every one of us. What a blessing to be loved. Not everybody loves us, but some do. The blessing of being loved. The blessing of loving. The blessing of being loved of your children, the blessing of loving your children, the blessing of being loved by your spouse, and the blessing of loving your spouse, and on it goes. Those are blessings. Those are blessings. God says no charge. The blessing of I was thinking about it Wednesday night, and little Lucy running around, big smile on her face. That's a blessing. To just be able to see that's a blessing. It's a blessing of God. And you and I have seen it innumerable times. And our children, our grandchildren, other children, we're blessed. And God says, no charge. I give you that, no charge. He's given us family. I realize that many times you may not think family is a blessing. I understand that. The family is a blessing. Even probably greater than that, He bestows upon us the blessing of friends. What a blessing. That God would give me a friend. That God would give me the ability to be a friend. What a blessing. You think of the friends that have gone on. What a blessing. That God made them a part of our lives. That God made us a part of their lives. That's not an accident. And God says, no charge. He's given us food, clothes, and shelter. And someone may say, well, I've got news for you. I've worked hard for those things. Maybe you have. But don't forget who it is that gives you the ability to do so. Read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. It is God that gives the mental and the physical ability. It is God that provides the job. God has given me around-the-clock protection. No charge. He watches over my house and watches over my family every single night, no charge. And there isn't a better security system around than God. And it's free. No charge. God has given us new days. Oh, the blessing of a new day. Think about that. God's the only one who can give you a day. He's the only one that can do that. No charge. I'm giving you a new day. You failed me utterly yesterday. You rebelled against me yesterday. But I'm giving you a new day. By the way, no charge. You're blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We could go on and on. But the point is, we are abundantly blessed of God. If you were to give someone a gift, and all they did was moan and gripe about it for a whole year, you probably wouldn't buy them another gift. God does that to us every day. We moan and gripe. God says, I'll just give you some more. No charge. Then you think of the spiritual blessings. We have Him as our Savior. We are the sons and daughters of God, we that are saved. We've been reconciled to God. We've been forgiven. We've been redeemed. We're sheep of His flock. We've experienced His green pastures and the still waters, and the paths of righteousness. We've experienced so many times the table He's prepared for us in the wilderness. We're blessed. Blessed of the Lord. Have access to God. Have an advocate with the Father. Have grace that is sufficient for all things. God is our strength. God is our help. We're blessed of the Lord. Looking at this statement, it's always so. Ye, search your name, are, right now, at this very moment, blessed of the Lord. Your right now may consist of difficulties. Your right now may consist of trials. There may be turmoil. There may be struggles. There may be problems. There may be uncertainties, and there may be sickness. There may be disease lurking in your body that you don't know about yet. There may be hurt. There may be heartache. There may be sorrow. But we're blessed of the Lord in the midst of it all. You see, we need to get over this fact that we're not just blessed when we're happy. That's how most people measure blessing. If I'm happy, I'm blessed. We're satisfied. Whether you're happy or not, or whether you're satisfied or not, you're blessed of God. Right now. So what is the impact of this upon our lives? Well, again, in Psalm 116:12, the psalmist said, "What shall I render? What shall I give back unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" He felt obligated. God gives them, He says, no charge. But unless you're completely consumed with yourself, you have to feel some obligation. What can I give back unto the Lord? Well, God has made my heart beat all these years. God has made my organs work all these years. Are we going to try to give Him as little as we can? Try to fit Him in wherever we can? We're blessed of God. What shall I render unto the Lord? Let me tell you, whatever it is, it's not enough. It's not enough. You can never pay back God for a single moment. You can't pay back God. What shall I render unto the Lord? You're blessed of the Lord. You can't come to His house one day a week, 2 days a week. If we had church every day, you can't do that much. Well, you got to understand, I've got this. Do you realize God could take every one of those things away? And He'd be right in doing so. You're blessed of God. It's time that we surrender. Dedicate our lives to God. We're blessed of God. It's not about fitting our plans and our desires or fitting God into our plans and our desires and our whims and our ways and our pursuits, our recreations. It's not, where can I fit God into all these things I want to do? But you plan all those things around God. Because He's blessed you. You see, many take the very blessings of God and use them against God. Next, we're going to do such and such on the Lord's day. God gave you the ability to do that. And you're going to use that ability to forsake His house. There's something wrong with that picture. There ought to be the constant awareness, I'm blessed of God. It thrills me. Doesn't happen all that often, but occasionally. A cashier or somebody at a store will say, "Have a blessed day." I like that. When someone asks us, how are you doing? God would help us to say, I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. That is true. Get up in the morning with the thought, I'm blessed of the Lord. Go through the day with the thought, I'm blessed of the Lord. And I believe you will say, if you live in that awareness, you'll say, what shall I render unto the Lord? And you won't render just out of obligation. You'll render because you love Him. And you want to. And you want to. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. If we would think about that every day. Do I think about that every day? No, I don't. God help me to think every day. You're blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. By tomorrow, we may be plugged up to who knows how many machines. But you know what? Psalm 115:15 will still be so. You're blessed of the Lord. That should give us a different view of life. The world has a terrible view of life. Sadly, many of God's people have the same view. If we just realize, I'm blessed of God. I'm blessed of God. Why? Why am I so blessed? Why are you so blessed? Because God wanted to bless us. That's the reason. If you say, well, I'm blessed because I've done such and such. Well, if you want to hold on to that, then let's be consistent. Think of all the bad things you've done. Yet God didn't punish you for every single one of them. But according to your logic, if you take that, I'm blessed because I've done such and such, then God would have punished you for every little deed, misdeed that you've done. We're blessed because God chose to bless us. Not equally. But don't get upset if you don't have the same degree of blessings as someone else, because first of all, you're not in a position to count, to measure the degree, because you don't even know what blessings are many times. And don't get upset that someone else has more blessings than you, or you think they do. You ought to just stop and praise God that you're blessed. Abundantly. Abundantly. Every single day. So that God would help us to live in the awareness of you're blessed of the Lord. We that are saved, without being judgmental, we look at the lives of dysfunction of so many. And I think back and prior to salvation, that's where I was headed. But God brought me out of it. And I'm blessed. I'm not better than they are, but I'm blessed that the Lord delivered me from the mess that I was going to make of my life. God delivered me from that. I am blessed of the Lord. Brother Larry, would you come and lead us verse song?
Stand together, 160. 160.